you obviously, Christian, scored that winning run, which at that time may have been one of the biggest runs in the history of the Kansas City Royals. Take us through that moment when you crossed home plate and what that was like for you and what that was like for the team.
Well, I mean, it was surreal. Just, it had been 30 years since, like you said, the organization been, you know, in the postseason. And just the way that game was going, there's a lot of ups and downs. I remember a lot of, you know, friends and family, you know, telling me, oh, we just turned it off in the seventh inning, eighth inning, and figured, you know, that was it, went to bed, and then woke up, and you guys won. And it was special. You know, I as I came across home plate, I wanted to make sure I looked down and not to miss home plate. But, you know, I have an iconic picture that it'll always stick in my mind when I'm coming in, and I had my hands up, and, you know, the whole crowd is cheering, and guys were coming out of the dugout. It was a pretty special moment, and, you know, I'm glad that it worked out where I could get in the game and help out.
When you're in that situation and you're, you know, Salvador Perez is up to bat, at what point do you just kind of black out, turn the corner, and just run as hard as you've ever ran in your entire life?
And I think when he put it in play and I saw that ball, you know, get past Donaldson, I just couldn't believe it. You know, I just wanted to make sure, you know, I didn't miss any base. And but I just, you know, couldn't believe we came through and we pulled it through. A lot of resilience, like a lot of guys that, you know, believed in each other, and it was never say die, you know, even when we had a lot of comebacks. And I think that was like, that game right there was the start of something pretty special in terms of, you know, us believing that we could, you know, win in the big stage.
Talking with Christian Colon here on 96.5 The Fan, and when you look at, you know, that game, I look at that game from a perspective of, I've never watched a baseball game that was more emotional, that had more ups and downs, that had more twists and turns, that had more, like, plot twists. Like, it was unbelievable from a fan standpoint watching that game. Have you ever been part of a game that basically turned on a dime so many different times like that one did?
Never, especially at that level. You know, there was a lot at stake, like you said. It was a lot on the line, and just because we finally made it, you know, to get into the wild card game, and, you know, a young group, and there's still a lot of unproven things, and a lot of, you know, with the front office, you know, putting it together for so long, and you just never know how things were going to shake out if we don't win that game, you know. And you know, we just kept believing, you know, we kept grinding at it, you know, and we tried to just stick to our strength, which was put the ball in play and run the bases, steal bases, and put pressure on the defense. And we were able to, you know, get a couple back, and all of a sudden, you know, we're in the game. And being at home really helped. The fans, I mean, they were so in the game, and, you know, they were really living it with us, and we could sense that, we could feel that. It's hard to explain.
Who was the rowdiest guy in the locker room after that game was over and you guys got to celebrate that victory? That was such a captivating victory for so many people and so many just different fans and players as well.
Oh, man. I would have to say Dyson, Moose. You know, those two guys were pretty vocal leaders. Haas was in between. You know, Hosmer was a guy that spoke up when he needed to, but also went about his business the right way. But, yeah, after that game, we were all pretty riled up about it. But I would have to say, you know, Dyson really was our vocal leader. And he really just got us going, you know, with his personality.
Christian, I think obviously that game was a turning point for the organization. It was a turning point probably for everybody individually. And you guys really used it. I mean, you went 8 straight games without losing in the playoffs and basically blanked the American League. How much did that game in particular not only set up the rest of 14, but set up 2015 too?
Oh, yeah, you said it perfectly right there.
Thank you.
you know, us us coming back and you know, winning that type of game in that environment, when there was so much on the line, it's almost like we were playing with house money after that. You know, we were just, you know, we got into the playoffs. Obviously, that was the goal, is to always go deep. But for some reason, you know, this wild card game was so stressful, and like you guys said, so emotional. And we knew what was on the line in terms of, you know, just never know if you were going to stick together with this team, you know, and the fact that we kind of came out of water after we thought we were sinking, you know, it just gave us like that opportunity to, you know, embrace it, and got really confident at the right time, really hot. I think, you know, Hosmer obviously carried us, and Moose and our you know, our main guys, and it was really cool to watch, man, and to get to game seven. And if it wasn't for Madison Bumgarner, I really believe we would have had two. And you know, to get all the way to game seven and experience that environment, hostile, yeah, it was at home, and we just came so close, you know, and it just kind of set up everything for 15. You know, if we said at the beginning of spring training, if we stay healthy and this group can, you know, fall in line with the roles, and we expect everybody to play up to their capability in their each and in the roles that we're in, we're going to win. So
last one here, Christian, for you. Thank you again for the time. But how did that game, that wild card game, change your life?
Oh, my goodness. Personally, my life, it was changed. I just personally felt like I was part of it, part of something big, part of something bigger than myself. And I really took pride in, you know, all through my amateur career at Fullerton and even before that, Team USA, I've always wanted to be part of something bigger than myself and win. And, you know, being able to contribute was huge for me personally. Just felt like, you know, being a bench player and coming in and helping your team win and being part of, you know, the greatest runs so far in the Royals' history, you know. Hopefully we make more here coming up. And, but, you know, that was really important for me. It felt like I was part of a big family, so.
Awesome. Christian, we appreciate the time. Thanks for kind of going down memory lane with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And it's always fun, you know, when September 30th comes around.
Yeah.
We get to just reminisce about these runs. So hopefully, like I said, we get more runs. I think, you know, this group of players now, they're getting that taste of what it's like. They really think they can win. And, you know, it's cool to see Salvi, one of the last remaining guys, like, just take over and be a leader. And then with the new face of baseball and Bobby, it's fun to watch. So,
thanks, Christian. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
You got it. Take care.